Okay, so we're going to the book of Acts.
کتاب اعمال رسولان رو می‌خونیم.
Also sometimes called the Acts of the Apostles.
بعضی وقتا میگن اعمال رسولان، میگن اعمال، بعضی میگن اعمال رسولان.
They're basically getting the historical account.
حقیقت تاریخچه
of what the apostles did after the resurrection and the ascension of Jesus Christ.
بعد از دفن زنده شدن و از مردگان برخاستن عیسی مسیح چیکار کردن و کجا رفتن؟
We are seeing how the apostles followed all what Jesus told them to do.
و حرفای عیسی مسیح رو قدم به قدم چگونه
فالو کردن؟ When Jesus was on this earth, he said the following in John 9:5.
در یوحنا 9:5.
As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. John 9:5.
مادامی در جهان هستم نور جهانم.
Yeah, because after his ascension, he was not in the light in the world anymore.
And then, but
he also said
that
we are the light of the world. Matthew 5. Matthew 5, 14 till 16. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on the candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
شما نور عالمی، هر که بر کوهی بنا شود، نتوان پنهان کرد. و چراغ را نمی افروزند تا آن را زیر پیمانه نهند، بلکه تا بر چراغدان گذارند، آنگاه همه کسانی که در خانه باشند روشنایی می بخشد. همچنین بگذارید نور شما بر مردم بتابد، تا اعمال نیکوی شما را دیده، پدر شما را که در آسمان است، ستایش نماید.
Yeah. So of course, with us being the light of the world, it means that we are to point people to the light. Yeah. Now, last week we looked at Pentecost.
Yeah.
The disciples were giving power from above, were filled with the Holy Spirit, with the purpose of doing the work.
Yeah.
To be that light in the world. To be witnesses for Jesus Christ. Now let's start reading in chapter 3 of the book of Acts, verse 1. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. Now of course, this temple was still there then. The physical temple, even though it had lost its function because of the New Testament, during this time we were in a transition period going from the Old Testament to the New Testament. Yeah, news didn't spread instantly then. No internet. Yeah. We see later on in the book of Acts, we see people that are baptized with the baptism of John. They didn't hear about Jesus yet.
Yeah.
News traveled slowly. So we're in this transition period. Go to Hebrews 8. Hebrews 8:13. That he said, a new covenant he had made the first old. Now that which is decayed and waxed old is ready to vanish away. Yeah, so the new covenant has made the old covenant old. And it says it's now ready, it's about to vanish away. Now, the reason that they are going to the temple at this point in time is probably because that's what they used to do. That's what Jesus had been doing when he was in Jerusalem. And where else would they go? Because we are in the period of the formation of the New Testament local church. Yeah, it wasn't established yet. We are at the very beginning of that.
Now,
notice what they are going to do at the temple. They're going to pray. And of course, I know you know this. But this is a reminder to you,
as a Christian,
you should pray. And I know this is an area where most Christians struggle with. We don't pray enough. You know, you say, what is enough?
Now,
first of all, we're always to be in the spirit of prayer. Yeah? But here, as an example, it gives you, they go in the hour of prayer. Now, do I have to pray for an hour a day? Now, I hope that's not your attitude. Yeah, I hope that you want to pray for an hour. Yeah, but that's what they did. Yeah, it gives you an idea. Yeah, prayer is important in the Christian life.
Now,
interestingly, we also see that Peter and John go together. Yeah, they have a time they go, they have a place they're going. Yeah, something that you should also make as a point in your life. Yeah, make a place and a time every day where you get alone with God. And besides personal prayers, you have here is going with a friend. And that's a good thing. Yeah, for years I prayed with a friend. And we had a fixed time and would pray through a prayer list.
And
we kept each other accountable in this area.
Yeah.
Because it's easy to slack in this. Now you start your busy day and before you know it's night and you have not prayed. Yeah. So they're on their way to the temple. And then the following happens. Read verse 2. Acts 3 verse 2. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple.
ناگاه مردی را که لنگ مادرزاد بود می بردند که او را هر روزه بر دروازه معبد که زیبا نام دارد می گذاشتند تا از کسانی که به معلم معبد می رفتند صدقه بخواهند.
So here we have a man that is lame from his birth. This man has never been able to walk. On a daily basis, he needs other people to bring him to a place where they can beg and ask for alms. Now from Acts 4, we actually know how old this man is. He's 40 years old. 40 years he has been lame. Now, did this man do anything? Why he is like this? No, he was lame from his birth. Yeah, having a handicap doesn't mean you have done something wrong or that your parents have done something wrong. And I mention this because sometimes people can think this. Go to John 2. John 2 verses 1 to 3. John 2 verses 1 to 3. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, would it sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither had this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be manifest in him.
و در روز سوم در قانای جلیل عروسی بود و مادر عیسی در آنجا بود و عیسی و شاگردانش را نیز به عروسی دعوت کردند و چون شراب کم آمد مادر عیسی بدو گفت شراب ندارد.
Yeah, why was this man blind from his birth? Now, it's nothing that he did. It's nothing that his parents did. Now, this man was blind so that the works of God should be manifest in him. This man was blind, born blind, for a specific purpose of one day being healed by Jesus.
Yeah.
One day the King of Kings would pass by and he would be healed for everybody to see.
Yeah.
Never judge people because in your eyes they don't look perfect or they are handicapped. Yeah. They're less favored in certain ways. Yeah, it doesn't mean that person is less. It doesn't mean that this person has done something or his family has done something. It might even be that God has made them that way for a specific reason. For example, so God can be glorified through a healing. Now read verses 3 to 5, Acts 3. Was seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask an alms. And Peter, fasting his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Yeah, so he's waiting at that gate, people coming in, and then Peter and John also come in, and he's asked them. Yeah, he asked them for alms, for some handout, for some money. Now, usually, I guess a lot of people just walk by. He doesn't even look at Peter and John, just knows two people are coming.
Because
Peter and John stop and says, "Hey, look at us." And of course, he does, because they are actually responding to him and he expects something to receive from them. Now, what he is about to receive is much greater than he was asking for. Read verse 6. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such I give thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." Yeah, so this man gets healed in the name of Jesus Christ. And like I addressed last time, I believe, or the time before, these were the miracles, the signs and the wonders that the apostles were able to do.
Yeah.
Today, we don't have people who can do these things. And we also don't need people to do these things. Why? Because we have the Word of God. We have the New Testament. Yeah, we don't need a miracle or a sign to authenticate a message. Yeah, and that's what we'll see over and over again in the New Testament,
that
the apostles were accompanied by signs. They went down in power. So those who were hearing the message knew. Yeah, these were not just any people. Now, these people came from God. They had a message they had to listen to pay attention to. Now, of course, there are people today that claim they can heal.
Yeah,
but they are frauds. Charlatans. Yeah, they are really after your money. Yeah, they are deceiving the simple.
Now,
does God heal today? Now, the answer is yes.
Yeah,
that's why we do pray for healing, for
example.
Yeah, the Bible instructs us to do that. But do we have people who can heal like the apostles could heal? No, they don't exist today. If that would be a thing today, we wouldn't need hospitals. They would go out through the hospitals and clear them out. Yeah, they would say, "Rise up and walk," and everybody just wanders out.
Yeah,
the whole medical. The whole medical industry done.
Yeah.
But of course, we don't see that. That's because those people don't exist. Yeah, read verses 7 and 8. And he took him by the right hand and lifted them up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength, and he leaping up stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God.
و دست راستش را گرفته او را برخیزانید که ببل بلا فاصله پاها و ساخای او قوت گرفت و برجست وی ایستاد و راه رفت و با ایشان می رفت و می جست و خیز کنند و خدا را همگویان داخل معبد شد.
Now, notice that he's not just healed and then stumbles away, trying his legs for the first time in his life.
No,
he immediately has strength
and he's
jumping around. Now, notice also who gets the credit. God gets the credit. How does he know that God did this for him?
Now,
simply because this is not something that a normal man can do.
Yeah,
that's why the credit directly goes to God. Yeah, read verse 9. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him.
و همه مردم او را در حال رفتن و خدا را هم گویان دیدند و چون او را شناختند که همان است به دروازه زیبای معبد برای صدقه می نشست به این سبب به سبب این هم که بر او واقع شد متعجب و متحیر گردید.
Yeah. All the people saw him walking.
همه دیدن که صبح قدم برمی داشتن.
They know exactly who this person was.
دقیقاً می دونستن که این فرد.
They have seen this person laying at the gate year after year.
پشت در سال بعد از سال.
Everybody knew.
همه می دونستن.
A miracle had taken place.
معجزه اتفاق افتاد.
And they were wonder and amazement.
همه تعجب کردن.
Read verse 11.
آیه 11.
And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto him in the porch that is called Solomon's. Solomon's greatly wondering. Yeah, there's a great wondering. Because that is what would happen if there is a real miracle. Yeah, if you would have truly somebody who walks through an hospital and an hour later it's empty, there would be everybody would be wondering. Yeah, that would hit the news.
Yeah,
we don't see this today because it is not happening. Read verse 12. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us? As through by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk.
این مردان اسرائیل چرا از این کار تعجب دارید و چرا بر ما چشم دوخته اید که گویا به نیرو و تقوای خود باعث راه رفتن این شخص شدیم؟
So now they have this crippled man for 40 years running around. He's praising God. And the news, this has something to do with Peter and John. Now Peter directly addresses this and says, Hey, why are you wondering about this? Yeah, why are you looking to us?
As if we
could have healed this man. Or that somehow by our merits this has come to pass.
Yep.
John and Peter make sure that everybody understands
they
didn't do the healing. God healed.
Yeah,
he was healed in the name of Jesus. Yeah? And it's not because they were better somehow than other human beings. They are special.
Now,
it was all because of what God has done.
Now,
sometimes people say, hey, can you pray for something? And they say, oh, it's better than you pray. No, it's not better than I pray. Yeah, because I'm the pastor. No,
it
doesn't make me better than you if you pray.
Now,
of course, I don't mind praying. What I do mind is people thinking that somehow I would have a special favor or be more effective. That's simply not true. God hears his children. If you're a child and you pray, God hears. The Bible says that we can boldly walk into the throne room of God, that we can bring his petitions to him. Yeah, we are told to pray always. If you're one of his children, he hears. He listens.
او گوش میکنه و منتظر صدای شما رو شنیدنه.
He answered in his way in his timing.
در راه خودش و در روش خودش جواب داد.
And thank God he does because it's always better.
خدا شکر اینکه کار کرد چون همیشه بهتره.
But you can be assured if you're a child of God, he hears you.
فرزند خدا هستید.
Yeah? You don't need somebody else to intercede for you.
Yeah?
We're glad to pray with you.
Yeah,
but don't think that your prayers won't
matter.
Now, Peter will take now the opportunity to talk about Jesus. Yeah, this man got healed. Everybody is wondering. And actually, he's going to start the good news. To share the good news. Read verses 13. The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, had glorified his son Jesus, whom ye delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go.
خدای ابراهیم و اسحاق و یعقوب، خدای پدران ما بنده خود عیسی را جلال داد که شما تسلیم نموده او را در حضور پیلاطس انکار کردید هنگامی که او حکم به رهانیدنش داد.
Now, Peter basically tells them, you messed up. Yeah, and it's similar to what he preached on the day of Pentecost in the previous chapter. And he's not trying to make them feel good about what happened. He plainly tells them,
yeah,
Jesus, who came from God,
yeah,
who is the Son of God,
yeah,
the one that was authenticated with all these miracles that had been known, that same Jesus you delivered up
and you
denied him before Pilate.
همون کسی که جلوی پیلاتوس او رو رها کرد.
Remember that Pilate wanted
پیلاتوس واقعا
Jesus go free.
عیسی را آزاد کنه.
Pilate knew
پیلاتوس
that Jesus was a righteous man.
عیسی مسیح بیگناه.
Yeah, Pilate said, I find no fault in him.
پیلاتوس گفت من هیچ ایرادی در این پیدا نمی‌کنم.
But it tells these
people. اما مردم چی گفتن؟
These people, you denied Jesus.
و اونها ردش کردن.
Now go to Matthew 27.
متی 27.
And read 25.
25.
And 24 and 25. When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a tumult was made, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See you to it. Then answered all the people and said, His blood be on us and on our children.
چون پیلاتوس دید که ثمری ندارد بلکه آشوب زیاده میگردد آب طلبیده پیش مردم دست خود را شسته گفت من برا هستم از خون این شخص عادل خودتان به آن ببینید تمام قوم در جواب گفتند خون او بر ما و فرزندان ما.
Yeah, that's what they said. Let his blood be on us and on our children. They denied Christ. But Peter's not finished. Read verse 14 in Acts 3. But ye denied the Holy One and the Just and desired a murderer to be granted unto you.
Now
he's not letting them off the hook. You denied the Holy One and the Just. You chose a convicted murderer over Jesus.
به جای عیسی مسیح آزاد کنی.
Rather had a criminal
تو تشخیص دادی اونی که مجرم بود آزاد بشه به جای عیسی مسیح.
Verse 15.
آیه 15.
And killed the prince of life whom God had raised from the dead whereof we are witnesses.
و بانی حیات را کشتی که خدا او را از مردگان برخیزانید و ما شاهد بر او هستیم.
You denied him.
ردش
you
کردی.
Preferred a criminal over him.
اجازه دادی اون
and you killed him.
قاتل آزاد بشه به جای او و شما
کشتید
اون که خداوند شما کشتید خدا
Now, of course, they didn't physically crucify Jesus.
دست خودشون
The Romans did.
به روی صلیب نکشوندن.
But they're just as guilty.
رومیان رو میخ کردن اما به همون اندازه
یهودی ها مجرمن. Because they're instrumental of getting there.
چون وسیله رسوندن عیسی مسیح.
Yeah, he's grilling them over what they had done.
در حقیقت بهشون میگه شما چه بلایی سر عیسی مسیح آوردید.
But then he also says, This Jesus that you have killed, he is not dead anymore. He is alive. Yeah, Peter is sharing the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. He's making sure that they understand that Jesus is the Holy One, that he is from God, and that in him there is life. Yeah, he's called the Prince of Life. Verse 16. And his name, through faith in his name, had made this man strong, whom ye see and know. He the faith which is by him had given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all.
نامو این شخص را که می‌بینید و می‌شناسید نیرو بخشیده است ولی آن ایمانی که به واسطه اوست این کس را پیش روی همه شما این شفای کامل داده است.
Yeah, this man was healed.
به واسطه این مرد شفا پیدا کرد.
Yeah. Through faith.
به واسطه ایمان در نام عیسی مسیح.
Jesus made him strong.
عیسی مسیح را قوی کرد. عیسی مسیح را شفا داد.
Jesus that you denied.
عیسی مسیح که شما را کشتید. عیسی مسیح که شما کشتید.
Jesus that was
risen from the dead. عیسی مسیح که از مردگان برخاست.
Now read verse 17. And now brethren, I wot that through ignorance you did it, as did also your rulers.
و حال ای برادران می دانم که شما و همچنین حکمرانان شما این را به سبب نادانی کردید.
Now, of course, at this point, they probably feel pretty guilty. And they should, because they are. But he tells them, this is not where it ends.
Yeah?
He tells them, what you did out of ignorance. Now, some of the people that rejected Jesus, they understood what they were rejecting. They denied Christ. They didn't want anything to do with it. Yeah, they're probably now reprobates.
Yeah.
Many of the Pharisees were reprobates.
Yeah,
meaning they cannot be saved anymore. Yeah, they rejected God, and afterwards, God rejects them. But then many people, they were just ignorant. Now, what does it mean that they were ignorant? Go to Ephesians 4 and read verses 17 and
18.
Ephesians 4, 17 and 18. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart.
پس این را میگویم و در خداوند شهادت میدهم که شما دیگر رفتار منمایید چنانکه امتهای دیگر در بطالت ذهن خود رفتار مینمایند که در عقل خود تاریک هستند و از حیات خدا محروم به سبب جهالتی که به خاطر سخت دلیشان در ایشان است.
So you have here those who are called ignorant.
اونها جهالت خونده شدن.
Why are they called ignorant?
چرا به جهالت خونده
شدن؟ In regards to the things of God.
چرا در نگاه خداوند؟
Because their hearts are blinded. Now, if they are left in their blindness and they continue in their blindness, eventually that might end up like people who are like verse 19, who being past feeling, having given themselves over unto lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness.
پس توبه و بازگشت کنید تا گناهان شما پاک گردد و تا ایام استراحت از خود مقدس از حضور خداوند برسد.
Yeah, eventually they'll end up going into all unrighteousness. Yeah, they have no conscience left anymore. Yeah, that's what we call the reprobates. Those who are rejected by God. Now, what is the solution? Now, we need to read some of the gospel before it is too late. Go to 2 Corinthians 4. 2 Corinthians 4. And read verses 3 and 4. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world had blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them.
3 and 4. Yeah.
Now the solution is the gospel being preached. That is the antidote against people who are blinded by the God of this world, who is Satan. Now, if our gospel is hit, it is hit to them that lost. Your unsaved family is blinded by the God of this world. They are in ignorance.
به خاطر اینکه نادانن و نمیدونن.
The gospel that you have,
انجیلی که دست شماست,
you need to preach to them.
بهشون بدی چشماشون باز.
Otherwise, this gospel is hidden to them that are lost.
شده برای اون گم شدگانی که نمیدونن.
Yeah, and we have to do this before it is late.
ما هم باید زمانی این انجیلو بهشون بدیم.
Yeah, before they reach a point.
قبل از اینکه به جایی برسیم که.
Where God blinds their eyes.
خداوند چشماشون رو.
Go to John 12.
یوحنا 12.
John 12, 37 to 40. John 12, 37 to 40. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him, that the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord, John 12, 37, 40. Who had believed our report, and to whom had the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore they could not believe, because as Isaiah said again, he had blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. John
12:37-40. چشمان ایشان را کور کرد و دلهای ایشان را سخت ساخت تا به چشمان خود نبینند و دلهای خود نفهمند و بر نگردند تا ایشان را شفا دهند.
Yeah, so here you have people that have seen miracles, they have seen things about Jesus, they have knowledge. Yet they didn't believe. Now what eventually happens? Their eyes get blinded. Question is, who blinds their eyes? Who's the he? God blinds their eyes. And now they cannot believe anymore on him.
They
pass some point with God after which they cannot be saved anymore. Yeah, that's why there's an urgency that we share the gospel. Now, of course, we can't force people to get saved. It's a personal decision. But then, how can somebody call upon the Lord
if they have not believed?
Yeah, how can they believe without a preacher?
Yeah,
that's a Roman standard. Why do we go out soul winning? Why do I encourage often everybody to share the good news? Why do I share? Why do we share if there wasn't a chance that we could change something?
We're out there
because we can make a difference. Because there are people out there that are ignorant, whose eyes are blinded, and they need to hear the gospel so they can get saved.
Yeah.
You and I are in the business of opening people's eyes for the truth. And like Peter, we should take the opportunities that come along. Yeah. Peter knew the people were wandering. He jumps in, starts preaching the gospel. Go to 1 Timothy 1. 1 Timothy 1. And read verses 12 and 13. And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who had enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer, a persecutor, and injurious, but I obtained mercy, because I did it ignorantly in unbelief.
و شکر می کنم خداوند خود مسیح عیسی را که مرا تقویت داد چون که امین شمرده مرا به این خدمت برگزید که سابقا کفرگو و ستمگر و گستاخ بودم اما رحم یافتم از آن رو که از جهالت در بیمانی چنین می کرد.
Yeah, Paul probably one of the greatest Christians ever lived.
پولس رسول به عنوان یکی از بزرگترین دینداران دنیا تمام تاریخ
had a bad past.
گذشته بدی داشت.
Yet he received mercy.
اما رحمت و فیض
خدا رو دریافتم. Because what he has done, he was ignorant. It was an unbelief.
در نادانی انجام داد نه با دانش.
Yeah, we need to open the eyes of people of the future Paul.
پولس‌های آینده رو باز کنیم.
Yeah, so Peter here in Acts is actually Petrus preaching the gospel to them.
اینجا در اعمال رسولان داره موعظه میکنه.
The night Christ.
اشتباه کردین، مسیر رو رد کردین، مسیر رو به صلیب کشوندید.
But you killed them out of ignorance.
اما از نادانی رو کشتید.
Your hearts are blinded.
Now,
read verse 18. Acts chapter 3. But those things which God before had shewed by the mouth of all his prophets that Christ should suffer, he had so fulfilled.
اما خدا آن اخباری را که به زبان همه انبیای خود پیش گفته بود که مسیح باید رنج بیند همینطور به انجام رساند.
Yes, now he's telling that all that Jesus has done, this was all foretold in your trusted scriptures. Yeah, you just ended up on the wrong side of history.
در اون قسمت اشتباه تاریخ
you should have received your Messiah.
شما باید مسیح موعودتون رو دریافت میکردید اما در عوض او رو رد کردین و کشتینش.
Yeah, John 1:11 says he came unto his own and his own received him not.
John 1:11
به نزد قوم خود آمد و قومش او را نپذیرفت.
Yeah, and then now Peter tells them what to do. Yeah, and they probably feel the same as the people did in Acts 2. Yeah, they're Pentecost. And he tells them in verse 19, repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord.
پس توبه و بازگشت کنید تا گناهان شما پاک کرده تا ایام استراحت از حضور خداوند برسید.
Yeah, last week I addressed it. This, yeah, do not end at as your, of your sins behind the word repent.
Yeah,
repent simply means to turn. Let the context tell you what to turn from. What is the context? They had denied Christ. They didn't believe on him. They didn't believe who he said he was. What should they do now? Make a change. Change that belief. Turn to Jesus. Start believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah, turn to Jesus for the remission of your sins. So your sins may be blotted out.
Yeah,
they needed to stop the denying Christ in their ignorance and start believing on him. Yeah, people are ignorant today in regards to Christ. They need to hear the gospel. Read verse 20 and 21. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until times of restitution of all things, which God had spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Again, he addresses the fact that they had the scriptures. He tells them, Jesus was preached to you before. Yeah, it was your promised Messiah.
مسیح قول داده شده برای شما.
And then you think, oh, you mean what we have in Isaiah, a child unto us is born.
فرزندی برای ما متولد شده.
Yeah, absolutely.
بله.
But not only in Isaiah.
نه تنها در اشعیا. It says it,
but in all the prophets.
در همه نبی‌ها.
Spoke about Jesus.
در مورد عیسی مسیح.
And maybe we'll do a series at one time.
یه زمانی شاید.
And we'll go to every single book of the Bible.
در کتاب مقدس براتون باز کنم که ببینید.
And look what they say about Jesus.
Because
all of them spoke about Jesus. Yeah, go to Luke 24, where we have Jesus talking. Luke 24, 27. And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Luke 24, 27.
پس از موسی و سایر انبیا شروع کرده آنچه که درباره خود
Yeah. All the prophets spoke of Jesus. From the beginning, Jesus was preached. Yeah, Jesus, when he came, didn't show up in the middle of nowhere.
عیسی مسیح وقتی اومد.
No, he fulfilled scripture to the letter.
نیومد یهوی اتفاقی. تمام پیشگویی‌ها قدم به قدم با او انجام شد.
And of all people, the Jewish people should have recognized him.
باید کاملا این رو درک می‌کردن.
Because they had the prophets.
چون نبی‌ها رو داشتن، پیشگویی‌ها رو
می‌دونستن. But they did not.
اما گوش نکردن. فقط یه تعداد کمی این کارو کردن.
Go back to Acts 3, read verse 22. From Moses, truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall be the Lord your God, raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall ye hear in all things, whatsoever he shall say unto you.
زیرا موسی به پدران گفت که خداوند خدای شما پیامبری مثل من از میان برادران شما برای شما برخواهد انگیخت. کلام او را در هر چه به شما گوید بشنوید.
Now, Moses was a prophet.
موسی نبی بود.
Moses was also a prophet that did many miracles.
موسی نبی بود که معجزات زیادی انجام داد.
And he says, "Hey, you will have another prophet coming to you. It is like unto me."
مثل شماست میاد.
Now, why did Jesus do signs and wonders?
چرا عیسی مسیح معجزات کرد و نبوت‌ها کرد و این کارا کرد؟
So that people knew.
چون مردم اون زمان
بدونن. He was who he said he was.
عیسی مسیح همونی بود.
The Holy One of God. The promised Messiah.
قدوس خداوند. مسیح موعود خداوند.
It was authenticated and he was from God.
در حقیقت ثابت شد که او از سمت خداوند و از طرف خداوند.
Why did Moses did these miracles? Yeah, of course, he didn't do them. God did them. But God used Moses.
Yeah, for
example, in Egypt.
Egypt.
So that the people and Pharaoh, the Egyptians, would understand that he came from God. That it was God who had a message. Why did the apostles have signs and miracles? Same reason. So they knew the message they were preaching was from God. Yeah, this man in Acts 3 was healed. And this was a sign that they had to take to heart what Peter and John had to say. Yeah, what he just shared about Jesus with them. Verse 23. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Yeah, so what's the implication here? If you are not hearing that prophet,
yeah,
what prophet was that?
Oh,
the one that came after Moses? Jesus Christ. So if you're not hearing Jesus Christ,
yeah,
we said he is the Son of God, he is the Holy One. If you don't, then you are destroyed from among your people.
شما نابود میشید در میان مردم.
So if you're not in Christ,
اگر در مسیح نیستید,
you're not part of God's people anymore.
عضو قوم خداوند دیگه نیستید.
Yeah, go to Romans 9.
رومیان فصل 9.
Romans 9, 25, 26.
آیه 24, 25,
Romans 9, 25, 26.
رومیان 9, 25, 26.
And he said also in OC, I will call them my people, which were not my people, and her beloved, which was not beloved. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, ye are not my people, there shall they be called the children of the living God.
چنانکه در هوشع هم میگوید آنانی را که قوم من نبودند قوم خود خواهم خواند و او را که محبوب نداشتم محبوب خود و جایی که به ایشان گفته شد که شما قوم من نیستید در آنجا پسران خدای زنده.
Yeah, and of course this is a quote from the prophet Hosea. And of course Hosea is having a message to God's people. And of course then God's people as a physical nation. And it said, you are not my people. Another group will be called my people. Another group will be called the children of the living God. Now, who will be called the children of the living God? If it's not the physical nation. Now the answer is, it's those who are in Christ. And those who do not believe in Jesus Christ,
yeah,
will be destroyed from among the people of God. Titus 2, 14. Titus 2:14. Who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Titus 2:14.
که خود را در راه ما فدا ساخت تا ما را از هر ناراستی برهاند و امتی برای پاک برای خود پاک سازد که مردم خاص او و غیور در اعمال نیکو باشد.
So, what is this talking about?
این قوم کیست؟
It talks about we as Christians are his peculiar people today. For what purpose? To be people that are zealous of good works.
Remember being zealous Christians
on fire for God. Not
lukewarm.
If you're not in Christ, you're not part of God's people. Galatians 3:29. And if you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise.
اما اگر شما از آن مسیح می باشید، هر آینه نسل ابراهیم و بر حسب وعده وارث است.
Yeah. And over and over again this comes up in the Bible. Yeah, that we are God's people.
ما قوم خداوند هستیم.
If you're in Christ, if you're saved,
اگر شما در مسیح هستید، اگر شما نجات دارید،
then you're Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise.
شما اون موقع از قوم خدا هستید.
Yeah, the Bible says all of Israel is of Israel.
کلام خدا میگه همه اسرائیل از اسرائیل نیست.
Why? Because there's two Israels.
چون دو تا اسرائیل وجود داره.
Yeah, there's also spiritual Israel. There's physical nation, of course. And then also there's spiritual Israel. Why are so many Christians confused about this? Now the reason is because, first of all, it's not preached on, because it's not popular to preach on this. Because you have these Israel-promoting Zionists. And of course the other reason is that Christians are not reading the Bible.
Yeah,
you read the Bible and this topic comes up so many times. Yeah. It's crystal clear in the Bible. Yeah, so what we read in the book of Acts is the period that the old covenant is vanishing away and is being replaced with a new covenant. And the old covenant was with the physical nation. The new covenant is for those who are in Christ. And of course, the Jews, the physical Jews of that nation, who believed then on Christ, they remain part of God's people. They transition. But those who do not believe are warned, you'll be destroyed from among your people. Yeah, they would cease to be God's people. Read verses 24 and 25. Yeah, and all the prophets from Samuel and those that follow after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. You are the children of the prophets and of the covenant that God made with our forefathers, saying unto Abraham, and in thy seed shall all the kingdoms of the earth be blessed. Now, what will the Zionists say today? You need to bless Israel because then you will be blessed.
برکت بدیم به اسرائیل که شما هم.
And if you don't bless Israel, then you won't be blessed.
اگر شما به اسرائیل برکت ندید، برکت نخواهید داشت.
Now it says here to Abraham.
به ابراهیم میگه.
And his seed shall the kingdoms of the earth be blessed. That is 20. Seed singular.
نسل تو، نه نسل های تو.
Go to Galatians 3:16. Go to Galatians 3:16. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He said not, and to seeds, as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ.
اما وعده ها به ابراهیم و به نسل او گفته شد و نمیگوید به نسل ها که گویا درباره بسیاری باشد.
Yeah, it specifically makes clear who the promises are made to.
Yeah,
the promise made to Abraham and the seed was Jesus. Yeah, it doesn't say seeds. Yeah, through Jesus all the kingdoms of the earth shall be blessed. Yeah, in Christ we're heirs according to the promise.
And در مسیح.
Recently, I did preach three sermons from the book of Ephesians 1 to 3.
در کتاب افسوسیان.
Actually, more than three sermons.
یک و دو سه که بهتون گفتم.
Where this comes up over and over and over again.
بارها و بارها اعلام میکنه.
Yeah. The physical nation that lives over there is—they are not God's people.
Yeah,
if you don't have the Son, you don't have the Father. They have nothing to do with Christianity. They do not pray to the God of the Bible. Yeah, Judaism is satanic. Yeah, it's called the synagogue of Satan. Do I hate Jews or? No, I don't.
نه متنفر نیستم.
Yeah, I would preach the gospel because I need to be saved.
انجیل عیسی مسیح رو موعظه میکنم چون نجات لازم دارم.
Unfortunately, many won't be interested.
خیلی ها درک ندارن.
Because you have also many Christians.
خیلی از ایماندارا هستن که
will never go there.
نمیرن اونجا.
Because they don't think they need saving.
فکر نمیکنن حتی احتیاج به نجات دهنده باشن.
Because they think by the mere fact that they belong to a physical nation.
چون میگن چون نسل اسرائیل.
Give some favor with God.
چون خونه یهودو دارن.
And of course, the reality is that they're all on the way to hell.
Read
the last verse, 26. And to you first, God, having raised up his Son Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning away every one of you from his iniquities. Yeah, so the message here in Acts 3.
پیام او
is basically a gospel message.
در اول رسولان فصل 3 بشارت
telling the physical nation
به قوم اسرائیل جسمانی اون زمان
that they need to turn to Jesus.
که باید برگردن به عیسی مسیح.
If they want to remain part of God's people.
اگر میخوان عضو خانواده خداوند بمونن، ادامه داشته باشه عضو خانواده خداوند بودنشون.
They need to turn to the one they actually have denied and killed.
اون کسی که ردش کردن به اون که کشتنش.
Amen.
آمین.